program has been previously recorded.
From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air,
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up.
Hello, I'm Sol Azar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we are all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Now, Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you empowered programming, radio for the open mind. Visit RadioMonterey.com. Take a look at what our hosts and shows are bringing to you. Information that you won't hear through the corporate media, information that you won't hear anywhere else, brought to you right here for you to grab a hold of and use to shift your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is coming back to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 31st and November 1st, the Fall Fair. It's Halloween, it's Samhain, it's Day of the Dead, All Saints Day, All Souls Day, All Saints Day, all of the above. And of course, it's also the anniversary of the death of Harry Houdini, who died October 31st, 1926, and magicians all around the world will be celebrating and honoring him on that day. But in our case, we'll do a special mystery show. However, we'll also have a special seance to Harry Houdini to see if Harry has something to share with us from the other side. That being said, welcome to Good Vibrations Radio here on this Wednesday. Boy, this year is going fast. This month is going fast. It is June 24th, 2015. It's 1 year since I purchased Radio Monterey. It's 8 years since Kirilani and I started Good Vibrations Radio. It's amazing how time does move and time does pass. But here we are, the 24th day of the month, and I'm going to read from Day by Day with James Allen. Now, as I mentioned just about every show, in 1903, James Allen wrote an essay called As a Man Thinketh. The title of the essay was drawn from Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, where he said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Vic Johnson, who had an executive who lost everything, homes, cars, everything, one suit left in the car, sleeping in his car with his family, one day read As a Man Thinketh, and based on that was able to restructure and rebuild his life. Part of what he did when he was back together again is he created Day by Day with James Allen, which is a daily framework of quotes from As a Man Thinketh, taken in sequence, but broken up for each day of the month. So today's is Problems Bring Lessons. As a progressive and evolving being, man is where he is, that he may learn, that he may grow, and as he learns the spiritual lesson which any circumstance contains for him, it passes away and gives place to other circumstances. So as you look back in your life, look at the situations that you encountered. Look at what you experienced. Take a look at maybe the fears you had going into a situation, the situation as it occurred, the situation as you reacted to it, and what you ended up learning from that. I mean, in my case, I would really like to go back 18 months. No ifs, ands, buts, or otherwise. I could reframe and restructure and do so many things differently, but I can't. It's just not going to happen, so I don't need to spend time dwelling on it. After all, today is the start of a four-day passage of creation. It's a portal. It's a 111 portal. It's a portal of union to connect with your life, to connect with everything around you, to connect with yourself, your soul, and your physical being. It's an opportunity for each and every one of us to be unconditional for the benefit of all around us. And so this, with the energy of the astrology that we've been sharing, is the time and opportunity to really create the new beginnings in your life. And we've been sharing this all along. As Joyce even shared today, Mars goes into Cancer. Now, Joyce Day Muse on Your Lucky Stars, wonderful astrologer, Pacific Astrology. She's here every Wednesday at 1:06 p.m. Fabulous job. But Joyce was sharing today also that Mars has been out of bounds. It's been out of its normal range and its normal place, which affects how it reacts to things. And some of what we've seen in the past has been a reaction to Mars being out of bounds. It's been expressing itself in a much more aggressive, assertive, and angry way. And so even the shooting in Charleston is an outcome of that. But now Mars has moved into Cancer. And it's done that as of 6:33 a.m. today, Pacific time. And as it moves into Cancer, what it's doing is we may feel moody, we may be overly sensitive, and our energy may be down. But just know that if you take the time and take some care for yourself, you are in a period and process of creating. This is a time when you can expect lower energy, monitor yourself to prevent emotional outbursts, but it's a good time for you to really be doing that inner work, that exploration. If you feel an outburst coming on, it's not so much the outburst that you want. You want to know why you're feeling that outburst, because remember what else is going on at this time. We've got the Chiron retrograde in Pisces. Now, to some people, this is a bigger thing than others, but I think it's an important thing because the Chiron retrograde in Pisces for me is that underlying layer that's beneath everything else inside of us. You know, as Joyce shares too, it's like the, it's our childhood woundings, but as we always share also, it's also just our wounded healer. Chiron's role for us is to teach us that our wounds are our strengths. It's like what Saturn does. It's like what Ganesha does. What they do is they present the lessons to us so that we can get the learning by going through that process. Chiron is traveling through Pisces right now, and we are going to feel more separation from others around us. So part of our woundings that come up are going to be related to that concept of separation, of not being connected, of not feeling connected, of not feeling that we're with one. The important part is recognize that we are not to feel as victims. This is not the time for us to victimize ourselves or go into our victim mode. We don't have to suffer. During the entire retrograde period, while Chiron is retrograde in Pisces, which will go through the 27th of November, we want to release those wounds related to being separate, to being a victim, to being apart. And Mars in Cancer can help us do that exploration. Watch the outbursts. They'll be going on. But as Kira said, this is a portal of a four-day passage. Use this energy to reframe, correct, renew, and come forward with a new you, a new shift, a new outlook. This is the time to change, not just try the same old thing and see if you could do it better. Shift, change, renew. Wow. That was kind of potent, I think, for me anyway. So I'll talk about the cards I selected for the show today. But before we go to that, it is Wednesday, and this is our time for Sherry Dr. Felton. She's a registered nurse, a public health nurse. a faith community nurse, a biologist, a financial analyst, and a California credentialed teacher with a Master's of Science in Nursing. She draws from her deep well of experience in critical care, emergency care, post-open heart surgery, medical, surgical home care, hospital management, public health care, as well as state government health programs. And driven by her desire and commitment to assist others to enhance their health and well-being, coupled with her expertise, she founded the Wellness Planning Institute of the California Central Coast. And every Wednesday, she shares a segment of wisdom with us called Wellness Wednesday, right here on Good Vibrations Radio. So let's listen to Sherry Dr. Felton and Wellness Wednesday.
Thank you, Solar Czar, for those kind words. Hello, this is Sherry Dr. Felton with your Wellness Wednesday on Good Vibrations Radio. Each week, I bring to you from the Wellness Planning Institute in Monterey, California, helpful scientific information and awareness to enhance and to improve your health, wellness, relationships, thinking, and your everyday lifestyle. It is time to put your feet up. Now, that could mean just so that you can relax, or it could mean that it's time to step up more fully. You get to determine how and when you step up or put your feet up. The theme for the month of June is based on your making the best use of energy for your new beginnings, change, and freedom. In putting your feet up, you have made the decision to stop waiting for the world out there to change for you, and instead to begin changing yourself, and thus to begin changing the world. By way of explanation, this is not to say that we ignore the events and needs of people and places in the world. However, it seems that the most effective and long-term way to meet people's needs and to work through the events in the world is to become very clear about who you are, why you are here, and whom you will allow to teach you and to help you to discover your gifts, talents, abilities, thoughts, beliefs, and passions, and then use them throughout every single day. As you and others commit to your new beginnings, change, and freedom, you will positively affect your relationships by initiating and continuing to make more positive choices and practices that lead to more heartfelt communication, forgiveness, acceptance, transparency, and understanding. You will feel more energized, more rested, more calm, more resourceful, and more fun. Today, on your Wellness Wednesday, we're going to explore the art of fulfillment through growing and giving. First, we'll review tying it all together, that is, all seven areas of life mastery. And then, we'll look at creating the life you desire and the five steps for doing so. However, before I delve into our topic today, I'd like to remind you that you may review previous week's podcast of your Wellness Wednesday segment at goodvibrationsradio.com. Right now, on Wellness Wednesday, I have a wonderful giveaway to offer you. I am giving away two Niken sports water bottles. It's spelled N-I-K-K-E-N. And that each of these bottles can be used with tap water or other bottled water to remove chlorine and many other contaminants, infuse the water with necessary minerals, and treat the enriched water so that it more easily enters your cells and thus better hydrate you with moderately alkaline water. All you have to do to receive your free Niken sports water bottle, a $70 value, is to send me your email. Your privacy and confidentiality will be protected. Send your email to wpiccc@att.net. That's W Papa indigo, chase at att.net. And now for our topic today on your Wellness Wednesday. Let's examine the art of fulfillment through growing and giving by tying together the seven areas of life mastery and by reviewing the five steps for creating the life you desire. As we take a look at how far we have come, we've seen that over the past several weeks, we've been focusing on a few of the seven most important areas of our life to have an extraordinary quality of life. To recap, these seven areas are the physical body, emotions and meaning, relationships, time, career, finances, and contribution and spirituality. Each of these seven areas requires focus. Neglecting any one of them can cause massive pain in our life. To create a life of true fulfillment, you and I must master all seven areas. While some areas may be stronger than others, it is important that we continue to improve each of them. In doing so, we will create more balance in our life. This balance will allow us to create more momentum and power. Continual progress is the way we get bigger and better results while feeling more fulfilled. To live an extraordinary life, you must know where you are and where you want to be. And the seven areas of mastery is one map for closing the gap and creating the life you deserve. Now, when we look at creating the life you desire, we must consider this. What if every problem and pain you had was life happening for you, not to you? What if that obnoxious coworker is really there to teach you something? What if the school traffic is actually an opportunity to talk to your children? What if your problems were gifts? How would that change things for you? We all ascribe meaning to the events in our lives, even the little things. We create definitions, and those definitions that we choose can instantly transform the way that we look at our entire life. So if you master meaning, you master life. Let me say that again because it's really very critical. If you master meaning, you master life. So here's the question. Is the meaning you are giving to your life limiting you or empowering you? Right now, you can choose new, more empowering meanings for your life and create a new world for yourself and for those you care about. There are at least five steps to becoming the creator of the life you desire. When you're facing challenging times, how do you overcome and get back to being the creator of your life? What does it take to start thriving, not just surviving? While it may feel like nothing good can come of your circumstances, and trust me, I know full well what that's like, going through so many things right now. The truth is that difficult times have within them the seed of possibility. Even the toughest seasons can transform everything and take your life to the next level. Now, let's say that you've already been in this realm of focus and have been going forward and improving in each of these seven areas and doing the right things for the right reason in the right way, as best as has been made known to you. And as newer ways or better ways have been made known to you, you've improved and stepped up. Let's say you're doing all that, and let's say that in spite of all that, you still have encountered those individuals who misunderstand you, who libel you, who slander you, who find the worst out of all that you're doing, what you're about. Does that mean that you should rescind all the good that you've done? No. Does it mean that you should not strive forward to continue doing the good things? No, indeed. The very best antidote to that type of response from some individuals or group of individuals is to press on doing the right thing for the right reason in the right way, to honor yourself and those around, if only to model to those who care what that looks like. Do it for the right reason. There are huge rewards for that. So Albert Einstein said, crisis is the greatest blessing for people and nations because crisis brings on progress. It's in crisis that inventive discoveries and great strategies rise. He who overcomes a crisis overcomes himself without being overcome. We are meant to be the creators of our lives. Anything we can dream about, we can create. Maybe alone, maybe with help, but we can create it. We're not made to merely survive. We're made to thrive. Follow the five strategies that I'll outline next, and you will find yourself thriving. So what are the five ways to be the creator in your own life? Number one, turn uncertainty into action. Uncertainty often gets in the way of taking that first step toward our goals. If you're going to make progress this year, this month, this week, tonight, allow yourself to feel that uncertainty and take action anyway. Do it. That's the first step. Number two, focus on your vision. What we choose to focus on has a massive effect on how we feel. If you focus on the things that you can't control, you'll feel stressed, overwhelmed, and depressed. Now, that doesn't feel good. Leaders, however, and that's what you are, that's what I am, leaders, we focus on what we can control, what we have, and what we want. That's what we will do. Number three, decide and commit. Make a decision. It may feel like war, but it's the first step. And then you must commit to your decision. So there is no question, you will move that mountain. Let's say you're a creative spirit or you're being in a creative mood. Let's say you're developing choreography. There are many different ways, many different steps, many different movements, elevations, whatnot. But you must commit to one way, and you can finesse it by practice and by focusing on it. So whichever way you decide, commit to it. Number four, resolve to change. We're not going to be perfect, but we can strive and have fun toward that perfection. Once you've committed resolve, you want to resolve. To resolve means it is done. It is in you, and there's no longer any kind of internal battle. It is done. You're going forward. No one and nothing will stop you. You fall down, you get back up. You need help, you ask, you seek it, you follow it, and you continue forward. And then five, you want to give back. The key to thriving in your life is remembering that the secret to living is giving. If you want to thrive, you have to remember that it's not about me, it's about we. We're here for more than just ourselves. In summary, we have looked at the seven areas of life mastery: the physical body, emotions and meaning, relationships, time, career and mission, finances, and contribution in spirituality. We realize that we must learn to master all seven of these areas in order to live a fulfilled and extraordinary life. We also reviewed the five steps to creating the life we desire. Those five steps again: we want to turn uncertainty into action. We want to focus on our vision. We want to decide and commit. We want to resolve to change. And we want to give back. This has been Sherry Dr. Felton with your Wellness Wednesday segment on Good Vibrations Radio. I plan to be back next Wednesday evening from 5:15 to about 5:30 p.m. If you want to contact me, visit my website, www.wellnessplanninginstitute.com.
We do want to thank Sherry Dr. Felton for taking the time this evening to share her information with us. You want to make sure you go to the guest page of goodvibrationsradio.com and connect right over to the Wellness Planning Institute. And as she shared, that's wellnessplanninginstitute.com. Just connect right on over and find out about the services and products that they offer there for you. And Sherry Dr. Felton will be back, as she said, next Wednesday at 6:15 p.m. to share more of Wellness Wednesday. Now, this is Good Vibrations Radio with Solazar and Kirilani. We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Want to see real change in your neighborhood? Voting for Obama was important, but upgrading your home to clean solar energy is the next step. Federal incentives have made it free for homeowners. You heard that right. Altera Solar will install your solar system for no cost. Call 831-425-2608 for more information or find us online at alterasolar.com. We also install electric car charging stations. Power your home and car with Altera Solar. Altera Solar, local solar power.
Hi, this is Israel Hurtado. Have you ever wanted to raise consciousness or connect with the spirit world? Listen to Spirit Talk. Get in touch Thursday, 5:15 on Good Vibration Radio. Spirit Talk with Israel Hurtado.
Do you need personal help in your life or on your spiritual path? Angels are powerful allies to help us solve life challenges, heal past pain, and deepen our experience of ourselves, them, and the divine. Book your private angel session with Kimberly Maroney. The experience goes way beyond an angel reading as she guides you into a life-changing embrace of love with angels and the divine. Go online to KimberlyMaroney.com and click on Angels, then Angel Readings. Save 20% for being an Angel Blessings radio listener. Type radio in the discount box of the shopping cart or call Kimberly at 831-600-8622.
Welcome to the world of Diamond Consciousness, the unequivocal yes.
With Diamond Alignment, you can experience all the benefits of meditation online in just 6 minutes. Try it once and change your day. Try it every day and change your life.
The diamond energy of joy and equanimity will emanate from you today. Watch the world change around you and have a diamond day.
You can enjoy an evening of inspiration, personal growth, intellectual stimulation, and powerful energy for transformation at the Circle of Light. Connect with other adventurous souls seeking the expanded view outside the box. Join us at the Circle of Light on the third Friday of each month at the Unitarian Sanctuary, 490 Aguajito Road, Carmel, just off the PG Pebble Beach exit of Highway 1. Doors open at 7 p.m. General admission is $11, $9 for students and seniors. Call 484-1923 for more information.
Hi, this is Kirilani. People have been asking me what I've been doing because I look younger and I'm glowing. Well, I'm here to share with you my magic potion. It's called Nerium, which is a phenomenal age-defying skin treatment breakthrough. In clinical results, people like you are seeing on average a 30% improvement in the appearance of lines and wrinkles, skin discoloration, uneven skin texture, enlarged pores, and aging skin. I'm seeing these great results, and so are my family and friends. So check out the real results at kirilani.nerium.com. And the best part to me is Nerium is totally plant-based, grown pesticide-free, no chemicals, no preservatives, and no gluten. Do you want to look younger? Well, try Nerium now. Nourish your skin with a risk-free 30-day trial. Go to kirilani.nerium.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
This is Solazar. We're going to go back to some of the things that we want to focus on for the rest of this week and month. Now, I want to reiterate first what Sherry Dr. Felton shared. The five mastery of life steps we can take is one, turn uncertainty into action. No matter what you're facing, there is some uncertainty, so take an action in any direction. Just take an action. Watch the focus of your vision. Focus on what you can control. Stay focused on that. Remember, as we keep saying, our present is the result of our past thoughts and actions, and our future will be the result of our current thoughts and actions. So focus on what you can control to keep you from dwelling on those things you can't control and therefore creating an outcome you don't desire. Then decide and commit. Make a commitment. Last year when Hal came to me about Radio Monterey, I had already turned it down once. But then I decided and committed, and I committed big time. Boy, I got to tell you, Radio Monterey goes down, I may be swimming. But the real truth is that I put everything into it. I put a lot into Radio Monterey to keep it alive and going for everyone so that we could bring more voices to the airwaves that are not controlled by the corporate media. And we're doing that. Like everything in life, everything goes in its own perfect time. But Radio Monterey right now is ripe for people to come in and to share their voice, their vision, and their wisdom, because we have done so much to shore up this infrastructure and make it a place that supports what you want to do. But then the other part, after we decide and commit, we resolve to change. Now, it required changes in my life. It required me to give new attention in areas and new focus and resolve and fix and shift. It even required changes on some of the current hosts that were here because the changes didn't fit their mindset or their model of where they wanted to go or what they wanted to do. And then the fifth thing is, with what we do, give back. Always be ready to give back. You know, there are people who are always ready to make a buck at the expense of others. I have to admit, I've never been one of those people. I'm always ready to make a buck, but never at the expense of others. And in some ways, that's allowed me to be taken advantage of. But I would never feel bad for giving you a hand if I felt you needed a hand. I have to be honest about that. So this is a good time and a good place and a good opportunity for everyone to look at those five areas within your own life and say, what do you want to change? And I am going to share once again, if you've been saying you need to get your vision, your mission, your word out into the world, contact me at Radio Monterey, because that's exactly what we do. And we offer these opportunities both on Good Vibrations Radio as well as on Radio Monterey as a whole. And we provide training. Now, you know, for those of you who listen, is that one of the things regularly listen, and those who also took our vibrational energy call for the month of June, one of the other elements that happened today at 4:02 a.m. Pacific time was the first quarter moon in Virgo. Now, this was an interesting journey for this moon because considering the intensity of everything going on, you know, what we've got is we've got Saturn and Scorpio and Venus, Mars and Neptune as well. We've got the moon in Virgo. We've got all of these. We know we have our Pisces, Chiron, Wounded Healer, retrograde going on. So there's a lot of conflicts and aspects that are ginning up right now as this first quarter moon goes on. And this first quarter moon is asking us to pay very close attention to ourselves and our connections and relating to other people. Take a look at that. Now, this is going to be a summer where Venus is going to be heavily aspected, so it's going to be all about relationships. But we're going to find ourselves over the next several weeks as we wait with this, or the next week actually, with a focus on relating coming up very, very strongly in this first quarter moon. And we're going to find as we start to hit the full moon coming up on, I had July 1st, but Kira had July 2nd, but she said she thought she was doing it from memory. Never did go back to validate, but I have July 1st for the full moon. As a matter of fact, let me just check. p.m. Pacific time on the 1st of July, which is next Wednesday. So we come up to that full moon in Capricorn, we're going to find ourselves shifting to a more stable, entrenched, and secure position. So this is our time for framing our new. This is our time for making our new. This is our time for determining a new direction, pointing ourselves in that direction. And then going in that direction, taking those steps. As you know, I always pick cards for the show. I don't always pick two, but I often do. Generally pick. This time I just picked two cards. I didn't really say for me or for the listeners or for the show or anything. I just picked two cards and I got the same card. The Major Arcana card of 9. Which in the Osho Zen Tarot deck is the card of aloneness. Now, aloneness is not about being alone. Aloneness is about the presence of self. And what it's sharing for all of us is that you are so full of presence, you can fill the whole universe with your presence. And there is no need for anybody. So aloneness is about saying, don't seek need externally. Don't seek need in others. Know that all that you seek is already within you. And you have the power to create the fullness and fillness that you're seeking when you look for others. Be the light unto yourself. You know, be detached. Each of us must develop ourselves to the capacity to take our own way out of the darkness. And that's what aloneness is saying. And I got two of them. Like I said, we always have multiple decks mixed together. And I got two of them. Now, in a traditional tarot deck, this would be the Hermit card. And in the Voyager Tarot, the Hermit says to keep your focus and concentrate on learning. Enjoy solitude where answers avail you. So it's saying, be willing to have some time alone, because that's where some of your learning will come. That's where some of the knowledge will come from. But celebrate the harvest of the work that you've accomplished. Don't look back with regret. Don't look back with sorrow. Look back with recognition that you did a great deal, and that's what brought you to this present. Now, if there are elements in this present that you want to shift, don't look back and say, I would have, could have, should have done this. It's about shifting in the present to make them different in the future. So follow the path that's the most meaningful for you and recognize your accomplishments and your achievements. Don't find yourself getting caught up in what you haven't done, what you could have done, and what you should have done. So if you're familiar with Mark Edmonds Jones and the Sabian symbols, which are symbols he created for each degree and aspect of a planet, the Sabian symbol for the first quarter moon that we have is a man bundled up in fur leading a shaggy deer. And this is to tell us that it's our determinate strength to find our own individual roots. It's our unlimited self-reliance that we must persist and pursue and keep going forward. As Sherry said, commit, decide, and commit. Resolve to change, and then give back. Don't sit back going into your victim. Go forward. As Gay Hendricks always said, when he was dealing with many of his clients, he would have clients who would feel depressed, and the assignment he would give them between sessions was to find somebody in their building, in their life, that needed help and help that person. You see, when we give back, we re-inflame and reignite ourselves. Giving back does more for our self-worth than sitting in the corner sucking our thumb and saying, woe is me. Giving back should be given back, though, from an open heart and not a closed heart. What I mean by that is even me saying give back doesn't mean you say, oh, well, Salazar said give back, I better give back. No, go give back as you can. For instance, if you can't give back by helping somebody move their house, maybe you can give back by bringing them over food while they're going through the move. If you can't give back by helping somebody build a house, maybe you can give back by helping get them a nice housewarming gift that they wanted to get, but they put all the money into building the house. You see, there are many different ways we can give back, and we can always give back by giving a welcoming hand. And remember, a welcoming hand, because I'm one of those people that push away a lot of welcoming hands. For those who know my astrology, they know among many things, I have a sense of distrust. And part of that is my Scorpio moon. It's a sense of not trusting people. If they have any glimmer of something that seems distrustful to me, I won't trust them. They're going to have to earn that trust, everybody. And that's not because there's anything wrong with you people. This is just my process. But what I'm saying is that based on that, I don't like when people push themselves into my zone, make themselves present in my zone, push and impose themselves. Here, let me help you with that. You know, versus, may I help you with that? And I might say, no, not with that, but could you take this? I like it when they come to me with respect for my boundaries and then allow me to extend outside my boundaries in order for them to be able to assist. My problems always occur with people who impose upon my boundaries. Always. I have issues with that. So I'm just asking everyone to be aware of that, be conscious of that, and be respectful of the other person, because maybe they too have their boundaries. And in our attempt, there's nothing worse than attempting to help someone and be so rebuffed that you feel bad that you attempted to help them. But some of that can be avoided just by the respectful approach that we take toward it. And I've honored more people for their respectful approach than for any help that they gave me, because I truly appreciate that they considered that the person they're trying to help may have other feelings and other considerations. Remember, none of us have ever walked in the shoes of the other person. We don't know how they think. We don't know who they are. We don't know what frame them. We may know stories, elements, or even seen aspects of their lives, but we truly, at the end of the day, don't know. So our journey, all of us collectively, is a journey of self here. This is a big journey, this journey of aloneness. This is a big journey of going inside and finding the results and the answers and what needs to be shifted, what needs to be upgraded, what needs to be resolved. This is not a light journey, but it's not a journey alone. It's a journey of aloneness. So I encourage all of you to consider that as you're identifying those areas in your life that you want to attract more of. Remember, we're not in the business of deciding what we don't want. Because if we do that, we're focused on what we don't want, which means we're going to bring more of that. We're in the business of focusing on what we do want. Now, last night I published a post on Good Vibrations Radio on the Chiron retrograde. It talks a little bit about it. Later this evening, I will publish the notes on cord cutting so that we can also start practicing that with the cord cutting. Remember, Chiron's going to bring up those wounds that I mentioned earlier. It's going to ask us to heal them so that they can become a strength and not be a weakness. And then we have to forgive ourselves and forgive others. But if we forgive ourselves first, the forgiveness of others holds much more strong. If we forgive others first, we will still carry that residual guilt, shame, or anger inside us. That's why we forgive ourselves first. We clear that. And that's through Ho'oponopono. So once again, listen back to last night's show. I'll be posting that podcast in another day. And pay attention to the Ho'oponopono piece. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Pay attention to identifying each of the persons for whom you're cutting cords. Don't cut cords for more than five people at any one time, and you do them all individually. It's better if you do one or two. Let it be. Let it settle. Let it settle itself and resolve itself, and then go to one or two more. Because too many at once dilutes the impact of our ability to cut those cords and release them. Now, when we release them from our cord attachment in our life, it doesn't always mean we're releasing them from our life, but we're releasing that attachment and the hold it had over us. So we gave literal ways as well as metaphorical, figurative ways of doing the cord cutting. I'm still a big fan of break out of scissors, whether you use a cord or rope or nothing and just visualize it. I'm still in favor of using that scissors to sever that cord. Get that sound and that image of those two blades snipping. Once you get that, it helps retain a new image about my attachment, my previous attachment to that person. I've now cut the cord. Doesn't mean I can't talk with them. Doesn't mean they can't be in my life. It just means I've cut the cord. So that's very important. Now, the second hour tonight is an encore with John Voris, going back over some of the life theme situations that he shared with us from real life cases. And it's very important. Tonight is also, of course, John Voris' birthday. So it's a wonderful time, and he is celebrating his birthday. I'm celebrating taking over Radio Monterey. I'm celebrating starting Good Vibrations Radio. And John is celebrating his birthday. It's a day of celebrations, I'm just saying. So as we close out tonight, so I'll close out this segment, and then we'll have the encore in the second hour. As I close out tonight, I just want to share the blessing of reminding you that you are a worthy, deserving person. You are worthy of happiness. You are worthy of thinking your own thoughts. You're worthy of feeling your own feelings. You're worthy of loving and being loved. You're worthy of living your fortune. It's your birthright. You're worthy of being at peace with yourself in the world. Have complete faith in yourself and know your worthiness. Good Vibrations Radio will be back
Thursday with Israel Hurtado and Spirit Talk and Dr. Arnie Buss. Speaking of listening.
Thank you for listening. If you haven't already liked our Facebook page, please do that as well. As we close out this hour, we're going to close with Leonard Cohen and Hallelujah.
fell. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hi, everybody. This week we made it official. I'm going to Cuba. When Michelle and I go to Havana next month, it will be the first visit of a U.S. president to Cuba in nearly 90 years. And it builds on the decision I made more than a year ago to begin a new chapter in our relationship with the people of Cuba. You see, I believe that the best way to advance American interests and values, and the best way to help the Cuban people improve their lives, is through engagement. By normalizing relations between our governments and increasing contacts between our peoples. I've always said that change won't come to Cuba overnight, but as Cuba opens up, it will mean more opportunity and resources for ordinary Cubans. And we're starting to see some progress. Today, the American flag flies over our embassy in Havana, and our diplomats are interacting more broadly with the Cuban people. More Americans are visiting Cuba than at any time in the last 50 years. Cuban-American families, American students, teachers, humanitarians, volunteers, faith communities, all forging new ties and friendships that are bringing our countries closer. And when direct flights and ferries resume, even more of our citizens will have the chance to travel and work together and know each other. American companies are starting to do business in Cuba, helping to nurture private enterprise and giving Cuban entrepreneurs new opportunities. With new Wi-Fi hotspots, more Cubans are starting to go online and get information from the outside world. In both our countries, there's overwhelming support for this new relationship. And in Cuba today, for the first time in a half century, there is hope for a different future, especially among Cuba's young people who have such extraordinary talent and potential just waiting to be unleashed. My visit will be an opportunity to keep moving forward. I'll meet with President Castro to discuss how we can continue normalizing relations, including making it easier to trade and easier for Cubans to access the internet and start their own businesses. As I did when I met President Castro last year, I'll speak candidly about our serious differences with the Cuban government, including on democracy and human rights. I'll reaffirm that the United States will continue to stand up for universal values like freedom of speech and assembly and religion. I'll meet with members of Cuba's civil society, courageous men and women who give voice to the aspirations of the Cuban people. I'll meet with Cuban entrepreneurs to learn how we can help them start new ventures. And I'll speak directly to the Cuban people about the values we share and how I believe we can be partners as they work for the future they want. We're still in the early days of our new relationship with the Cuban people. This transformation will take time, but I'm focused on the future, and I'm confident that my visit will advance the goals that guide us, promoting American interests and values and a better future for the Cuban people, a future of more freedom and more opportunity. Thanks, everybody. And to the people of Cuba, nos vemos en La Habana.
Hey, I'm Dennis Taylor, staff writer for the Monterey Herald and host of the Ringside Boxing Show every Sunday at 4 p.m. on Radio Monterey. You know, I'm no tech geek, but I can tell you there are a lot of ways to listen to all of the great shows we offer every day on Radio Monterey. The first way? Just go to RadioMonterey.com and click on the link on the right-hand side of the homepage. It's just that easy. You also can listen on your Android phone by downloading the Google app. Or you can listen on your iPhone or iPad using the iPhone app, which you'll find on RadioMonterey.com's homepage. Don't want to bother with any more apps? No problem. Listen from any phone, anytime, anywhere, just by calling 518-600-7018. Radio Monterey is dedicated to providing you unfiltered information and entertainment. Visit RadioMonterey.com today to see a complete list of our eclectic lineup of hosts and shows, including mine, the Ringside Boxing Show, every Sunday at 4.
You've probably heard me on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess right here on Radio Monterey every Monday through Friday beginning at 6 p.m. If you're looking for help with relationships, you know, because I think a lot of times relationships can get us stressed out. We can actually look for answers and only get more questions. It can be frustrating. And I think a lot of times when you're in that frustrating situation, you don't know which way to turn. If you're looking for someone who can ethically guide you and get you on the right track, well, look no further. All you need to do is get in contact with me because this is the next logical and sensible step to answer some of those questions that you're dealing with and get your life back on target. If you'd like to get in contact with me and set up your first hassle-free consultation, just go online to ashleyburgess.com, click on contact, and send me a message, and I will get back to you ASAP so that we can work together to get you back on track. Otherwise, if you'd like to email me at coachburgess@gmail.com. Don't forget to listen to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess every Monday through Friday right here on Radio Monterey.